You're still listening to Behind the Steel Curtain Radio. We are hanging out, Know Your Enemy, another episode, hanging out with the guys from Tennessee Titans Weekly, and of course, Jeffrey Benedict, hanging out as always, having a real fun episode with you guys. Something we glossed over a little bit earlier in the show here that I want to get to. Sean Manahan went back to the Super Chat, put $2 in the tip jar. And he, this is a true fact. I remember reading this earlier in the day that Ben Roethlisberger's time to throw right now, 2.33 seconds, which is the fast, which is the fastest in the NFL. Okay. The Steelers have worked in a ton of RPO. Okay. I'm wondering, you guys did mention this, the Titans have kind of struggled when Ben Roethlisberger, or not Ben Roethlisberger, but necessarily any quarterback has been throwing that ball, that quick release.
Right.
Could you see that being a factor in this game if that trend continues for the Steelers?
It can.
Good comment, by the way. If that's factual, you know, watching some of the film of some of the previous games, some of the plays where Roethlisberger got sacked, it seemed like it took him a long time to throw the ball. It really did. But I mean, that's a stat. I mean, I guess that's a good stat. So
right. It like you said, Hawk, it could be play in a potential factor in the game, especially with our defense is struggling, definitely. Especially if we can't get to Ben. That we're gonna have I believe it's gonna be a shootout. Like this is and it's supposed to rain on Sunday too. So that can go into factors as well. Yes. So
that favors us. If you I think Steeler fans are real high on James Conner. I think that's where we're in a difference here. I like Conner. I think Conner's a good running back. I'm not taking nothing away from that. You know, Conner has his way of injuries too. You know what I mean? But Conner runs very hard. He's not going to outrun anybody. He's not going to outjuke anybody. He runs that zone offense very well. He runs the ball. But, you know, I'm seeing comparisons between him and this guy right here that wears 22, who's the leading rusher in the league. Come on, guys. It's okay to be fans, but this is 22. This is the king right here. So, you know, I think that will play an important factor to us if it's raining. I think it will be an advantage for us, but we'll see, man.
But the weather could clear up, so we don't know. But
that's true.
Now, Jeffrey, I need to ask you, the Steelers have one of the best run defenses in all of the NFL. Do you think a rain game helps the Steelers, or does it help the offensive side that's trying to grind the ball down the field?
I think rain hurts teams that don't have a good identity. That don't have that identity, then it doesn't matter. You know, fancier teams that are more skill or more X's and O's based. I honestly don't think either of these teams are going to suffer too much from the rain. I don't see Cam Hayward, you know, having trouble in the rain. I don't see Derrick Henry having trouble in the rain. I don't see a Mike Vrabel coach or a Mike Tomlin coach team, either of them being like, oh, the rain is messing us up. That's not going to happen.
All right. Now, we got another super chat here that I want to get to from Crazy Blue 223. hits us back again. If our offense plays efficient and gets out to an early lead, it'll take the king out of the game. Good offense can translate to defense in this game. Now, this is something we kind of saw when the Steelers played the Browns. They pretty much eliminated the rush game right off the top. The Steelers did it to Saquon Barkley too, and that was the one time this year Saquon Barkley has been healthy. If they focus everything on taking Derrick Henry out of this game, does that open up the pass game for the Titans? Is that when A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and the tight ends are going off?
So yes, and this is a good thing for the Titans because people are not checking for Tannehill. Fans are not checking for Tannehill. The league is not checking for Tannehill. Teams are not checking for Tannehill. Literally, every team is stacking the box to stop Derrick Henry. The problem is, if this was the Titans 2 years ago and we had Mariota, we're done.
Done.
But this is a different team. Tannehill is threading the needle. Literally, people, when we played the Bills, he had Khalif Raymond, A.J. Brown, Westbrook, Jonnu Smith, and I forgot the other tight end that came from the Cowboys. That is only thing – that's the all Tannehill had to work with, I think, Cam Batson. Tannehill has been threading the needle, and it doesn't matter who he's throwing it to. I mean – Khalif Raymond, you can get a piece of Khalif Raymond. You can get a piece of Adam Humphrey. You can get a piece of Corey Davis. You can get a piece of A.J. Brown. Ferkser, Michael Pruitt. If you want to get Henry out the backfield on the screen. I mean, Henry in overtime. Who did he throw it to in overtime? And I think Henry had, what, a 40-yard run to put us in the position to win the game? So, yes, if they want to commit, if the Steelers want to commit to stopping Derrick Henry, which I hope they do, then that, it creates those one-on-one opportunities on the outside where 9 times out of 10, AJ's going to win. 9 times out of 10, Corey's going to win. Or we get Adam in the slot or Humphrey. At this point, it's so balanced. It's kind of scary because you don't know what's going to happen, literally. It's hard to scheme against it.
Right. Now, Jeffrey, I'm curious what you're thinking on this.
On Tannehill and the defense?
Yeah, sure. Like when it comes to like if this is a game where the Steelers completely try to shut down Derrick Henry, kind of like what they did with Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
What are we seeing out of that out of those receivers, and can they torch the Steelers if they're playing those one-on-one matchups?
Yeah, if we're gonna play them more like we played the Giants, if you're gonna treat Tannehill like he's Baker Mayfield or he's Daniel Jones or he's Jeff Driscoll, you're gonna get torched. But we saw that with Houston, and we saw that with Philadelphia with Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. If you treat them like they're not very good, they're gonna burn you. Carson Wentz was burning us all day to the outside. Tannehill is deadly in the middle of the field. Tannehill is so good over the middle of the field. The return of Corey Davis, like he said, those middle routes, that's where Steven Nelson is vulnerable, is in cutting routes. That's where Tannehill is at his strength. If you don't have help, like if we're blitzing and we are not providing help in the short middle of the field, it's going to be a nightmare. For me, because, you know, Corey Davis has some speed. A.J. Brown's not the fastest. They don't have really those burner deep threats. To me, I would love to see the Steelers bring Minka Fitzpatrick down in that robber role, put him in the middle of the field like they did to get a pick six against Baker Mayfield, and let Terrell Edmonds, let someone else shift deep, let, you know, even put Hayden or Nelson deep, and let Minka Fitzpatrick take away that role there where Devin Bush was covering for a lot of things. Devin Bush was in there covering a lot. Put Minka down there, let him make plays. I think that could be a solution. But yeah, if we're blitzing like crazy, if we're doing run blitzes and we're selling out to stop Derrick Henry, yeah, we'll stop Derrick Henry. But that's only a part of it. They've got too many weapons.
Yeah. Now, we got another super chat here from Sean Manahan. He says, Ray, Hawk locked out. I don't know how well you know the Steelers kick return game and our wide receiver. But maybe I'll start with Jeffrey again on this one. Ray McLeod, he's had a pretty decent electric start to the season as a kick returner. He started to see the ball a little bit in the receiving game. Do you see his kind of role expanding as the weeks go on?
First, I believe it's pronounced Ray.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Ray Ray McLeod, yeah, I could see him being a difference. The Steelers have been doing really good in their run game because of the jet sweeps. We had some film room on there by one of our by Kevin Smith, really great guy. He covered how our jet sweep is opening so much of the game up. If Ray McLeod is still getting snaps in there with Deontay Johnson back, he can open up things there. And he's gotten pretty close to breaking some in the return game. There could not be a better game to get a good kickoff or punt return for a touchdown than this one in a game where really getting a lead, getting some free points would make a huge difference in our ability to stop Derrick Henry and take over the game.
Now, before we get into another super chat here, Hawk and Lockdown, I'm curious your thoughts on the special teams, the third phase of this game in this one. Of course, when we talked last time, we were talking to Steven Goskowski. Is he potentially getting cut? All of a sudden, he's AFC Special Teams Player of the Month. Seems right. Like he's kicking the game-winning kick in every single game.
Yep.
What's going on with the Titans special teams? Obviously, they're trending in an upward direction.
Well, I think Gostowski had to change his socks. That's what he literally did. He was kicking without socks, and he has like, I can put my socks back on. And he's been kicking it very well ever since. The one kick that he missed against the Texans was blocked. Right. So, yes, our special teams has been very, very good. And we know about Ray McLeod, the former Buffalo Bill. We know about him. You know, we've seen the tape on him as well. We do see he is a problem. We do see that. But, man, there hasn't been that one time this whole season where a player almost broke one on us. OK, now I will say on our end, we probably won't break any kickoff returns for touchdowns with Khalif Raymond. But I will say Khalif Raymond gets a lot of positive yards on our kickoffs. And you were speaking earlier about bringing Minka Fitzpatrick down, which we saw against Cleveland. We saw him coming down. So he got the pick six. He was playing down. He's sitting there. Baker Mayfield had a terrible game, ladies and gentlemen. He really did. But I will say this. If you want to bring him down, we want to talk about Khalif Raymond as a kickoff returner, you better watch him on offense. When we talk about speed in the middle, going down the seams, if Minka wants to overly play Derrick Henry, We can have play action, which has been our biggest positive. The Steelers does a good job with that, too, with play action. And they really do. But that's a positive that we have as well, too. So, you know, we see Ray Ray out there. We do. I can't say he's going to break a touchdown. I think we'll hold him pretty well. We're pretty good in special teams.
Right.
Yeah, our special teams is pretty solid, especially when we play the Bills. I mean, I just felt it the whole time. We have Chris Milton, who's a backup defensive back, who was out there making plays on special teams. Darren Bates, who makes special teams plays. So, I mean, Ray Ray can try, but the way the special teams playing and the way they stay in their lanes when they're returning kicks or going down there to stop the kicks and the punts is very disciplined. So. With Gostkowski, I mean, like you say, he took off his sock and he's been money ever since. And it's just he hasn't missed. So, I mean, with Ray Ray, he can be a threat. But with the Titans special teams, that's kind of actually been our strength for the past 2 years, basically. And especially with Brett Kern as well, too. So that's another positive as well. So
facts, no paper. Absolutely. Brett Kern's the best punter in the league. Yeah, he has been the past three seasons. Yeah. Yes, yes. And we're a very well-coached team, man.
Yeah.
We don't make a lot of mistakes. We don't make a lot of penalties. We're the least penalized team in the league. I mean, those things count as to why we're 5-0, you know? Mm-hmm. So
Still a two. I mean, this is going to be a good game. This is going to be the game of the year and potentially one of these two teams could be a Super Bowl contender. And that's a lot to say, but it's a possibility, literally.
We do have a super chat, but I think this is appropriate time for this question.
Okay.
Are these the best two teams in the AFC? Maybe we'll start with lockdown on this one first. Ooh. Are these the best two? Of course, that would mean Kansas City and Baltimore's 3-4.
I can't with these two. Now you, boy, that was a good question. That was a good question. Woo.
Very good Woo. Question.
So if I say balanced teams, these are the two best balanced teams I've seen that's in the AFC right now. Kansas City right now is the team to beat, of course, because they're the Super Bowl champs. That's where we got to get through. But I actually will say this, people, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to reckon and say this. I believe so, yes. I mean, literally, I do believe these are the best two teams in the AFC right now. And granted, Kansas City has – they've gotten Le'Veon Bell. That's fine. But Kansas City's – has struggled in times, and the way these two teams are balanced, we're built to beat those two teams. Even with the Ravens, we know we've seen what the Ravens have done. We know the Ravens. You guys know the Ravens very well because, of course, they're in your division. So, and you guys play them, I think, after us. So, please beat them.
Please beat the Ravens.
Please beat them. But can they be beat? And that, to me, the Ravens team of last year was much stronger than the Ravens of this year. So, yes, I will say it. These are the two best teams in the AFC South, in my opinion.
What are you thinking, Hawk?
I still think Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. I do. They have the best player in the NFL on offense. I still feel that they have the best weapons on offense. I think their defense is a bit of a struggle, but I think their offense passing the ball is what's dangerous. I think we're right next to them as far as the Steelers and the Titans. We're about neck and neck, man. The Steelers might right now be just a tad bit better than us right now, just a little bit, because we've lost Taylor Lewan right now. I know you guys lost Devin Bush, you know, and well wishes. I hope, you know, he gets better and everything. But you guys have a very good roster. You know, this game might settle that. You know, we'll see after the game. Right now, I think going into the game, but I think we're the top three. I don't think Baltimore is up to where we are. I think you guys can beat them in both games when you play them. We play the Ravens as well in Nashville. We cannot stand the Ravens. You know, we had a heated rivalry for a long time. We had rivals with the Steelers too, but the Ravens and Titans, they were just
Central.
Right, exactly. Man, I miss those days. I miss the days that we played the Steelers twice, the Ravens, the Browns. Those are great matchups. But I think Baltimore is right under us at this time. I think the Raiders are a bit better than what people give, and the Dolphins are pretty decent too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Jeffrey, I want to get your thoughts on this one too.
I would say absolutely. I think right now Kansas City isn't at – they're not who they're going to be come playoff time. Ravens are struggling a bit right now. Steelers and Titans are the top two teams in the NFL. If I give you a little bit of statistics here on why, Titans are number one in points per drives. Points scored per offensive drive, number one. They have the third lowest drives resulting in turnover. They're number four in plays per drive. They just dominate. When they get the ball, they dominate with it. They are the number one. They've played five games, and they have more red zone touchdowns than anybody. Mm-hmm. They're number three in the percentage of red zone touchdowns, which also tells you they get to the red zone a lot. They don't have huge yards, but they're scoring. Right. On their defense, as Dave pointed out earlier, they have lower rated defenses for yards. But if you look at their defense in terms of scoring percentage, they're a lot better. They're they're 13th, something like that. They're eighth in turnovers forced per drive. So they're middle of the pack. They're a middle of the pack defense, but that offense is devastating. And one of my favorite statistics is to take scoring percentage for drives and subtract turnover percentage from it and get kind of their stat of like, how often do you put your defense in a bad spot? How often do you set them up to win? And if you take the offense and the defense, you combine them together, you kind of get a nice stat that correlates really well with playoff wins. And right now in the NFL, the Steelers are number one in that statistic. Number two is the Tennessee Titans, and it's close. These right now are the best two teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you might have just sold me, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about when I say these are the two best teams. Literally, did you just throw those stats out there? These are the, and I'm not taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and the Ravens, not by a long shot. But I just, when I'm looking at film, when I'm looking at these games, I'm looking at the Steelers being dominant. I'm looking at the Titans being dominant. We haven't had a dominant offense like this probably since the Warren Moon days. And that's been decades ago, literally.
Right.
So when I see these two teams and I see, as somebody said, the Ratbirds almost lost to Philly, which was true. We've seen how the Raiders went up there and smacked the Chiefs. Now, remember, people, this is Patrick Mahomes who throws 300, 500 yards a game. He misses his left tackle. He's gone. Yeah. The run game is there sometimes. And sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. We don't know what Le'Veon Bell is going to do. Literally, we don't. So, and their defense, to me, is not a top-notch defense. Their defense that hides behind Patrick Mahomes in the offense. So,
well, we got a couple live chats or super chats here that I definitely got to get to. Crazy Blue 223 comes back in with $2 in the tip jar. Says this pass rush is different. 24 sacks in five games. There's actually a few interesting stats on this defense, of course, leading the NFL in sacks. I want to say the previous 3 years, they're also one of two teams, the other being the 85 Miami Dolphins, to in their first five games have three sacks and a pick in each and every game. Jeffrey, I'm going to ask you this side first. Is that a maintainable stat? Can the Steelers continue this three sack, one pick minimum per game for the foreseeable future?
It's going to break some point. It has to break at some point. Like it has to. And this could be that game. I could see the Steelers getting to Tannehill three times, especially if they're stuffing the run early and they're having to rely on Tannehill. I could see it happening. They could get to Tannehill three times in this game. But this is probably the most likely game we have coming for the Steelers to possibly not get an interception.
Yeah, no, super, super tight with the football. Hawk and lockdown. I guess on the flip side of this, how do you stop the Steelers from getting sacks, though? That kind of seems to be the bread and butter. They get sacks at a higher rate than any other team in the NFL, and they send blitzes at a higher rate than anyone else. Is this a defense you just got to limit the sacks, or is there a way to shut it down completely? Maybe start with Hawk in this one.
Well, I think, man, you know, when you look at our offense, you know, it is predicated upon our run game, of course, right? And so the Steelers, as always, have been a blitzing team since the day I was born. That's what they're, you know, Blitzburg, I mean, it's there. It's what they do. And so, yes, you guys will bring the pressure and things. But I don't think the pressure is going to come or any sacks are going to come from the interior. That's where our strength is as of right now. Roger Saffold, Ben Jones, Nate Davis. We're a beast in the middle. And so, again, I think T.J. Watt is the problem. But Dupree can he we see him too. We do see these guys. But the way that we play on offense, we are a quick draw offense. We are a play action offense. You guys are going to sit there. The Steelers defense is going to wait to see what Derrick Henry is going to do. That's what all the defenses we've played all year as to why we have not given up many sacks. I mean, we may have given up three sacks all season long because teams play us for Derrick Henry. So because that one misstep, that 1 second that you delay, hoping that you don't look like Josh Norman from last week getting stiff-armed all the way from Nashville to Buffalo, right? Steeler defenders are gonna be like, hold up for a second. So that 1 millisecond that they step, that they miss, that's when Tannehill will throw the football. Tannehill throws it very quickly. We run a lot of dink and dunk passes. So, you know, I can see a sack or two. I'm not saying we won't allow any sacks, but it's not gonna be as many sacks as, you know, fans might think. It's not gonna be where they're just gonna be in there just sacking Tannehill all day. That's not gonna happen. First of all, Tannehill doesn't even throw it that much. I mean, he had 41 throws last game, but on average, he's about 25 to 26 times he throws the football. So,
right. If I could switch the question a little bit for lockdown, outside of TJ Watt, who are you most scared of getting to Ryan Tannehill?
Tut. Even though y'all talked about how Tut is Derek can run at him, I've seen Tut come through that middle as well. Besides Watt, you got Tut, and then also Bud Dupree. Bud Dupree is like the cat. He reminds me of Clowney. He does remind me of Clowney a lot. So if you want to blitz, hey, come on Sambrello's side. Literally, Sambrello's there. Literally, come on Sambrello's side and have fun on Sambrello's side. So those are the two for me, is Tut and Bud Dupree. But, I mean, if you want to stop it, Max Protect. Literally, Max Protect on that left side where Watt is. And let Kelly handle that one-on-one action on the right side. Let him handle that. But it's just with those two, and that's what you guys do. That's what you guys do. You guys blitz. I mean, literally, every film I'm watching, I said, okay, they blitzing again. So, and if you have a quarterback that does hold on to the ball at least for 5 seconds, it's over. Like, they're going to get to your quarterback. So, with Tannehill getting the ball out so quickly and going through his progression so quickly, it's – I have to say, at least he'll probably get y'all guy. You probably get 2 sacks. I will say that, probably 2 sacks. But a 6, 7, 8 sack game,
I'm not. It's not happening.
We'll find out Sunday. Right. I really want to make sure we get to all these super chats. I'm going to pose these. I think just to individual people on this one. We need the man laughing the hardest.
They're not over it, man.
That year the 2008, the year we stumped on that tile, you guys went to the Super Bowl and won it.
Right.
I mean, literally, y'all got y'all revenge.
Yeah. So, and when I went to the game 2 years ago in Pittsburgh, I went to the Steelers Titans game 2 years ago, and I had fans that said that they had asked, man, y'all ain't gonna stop on our tiles. I'm like, whoa, nope. Y'all remember that, right? Yeah. Y'all remember that? Like, wow. You know what I mean? So, yeah. We know about it here in Nashville. We do.
We know.
It was Keith Bullock, Lindell White, Javon Curse. Stomping on it, blowing the nose on anything. So
the flip side, the Titans should be mad at the Steelers for whipping their butt how they did 2 years ago. So I think this should be the game. I mean, literally, the Titans get on a rampage. People, teams that have beat them bad, and they're dominating them this year. So on the flip side, we should be mad. So
yeah, but we don't. We used to be called the Tennessee Tyrants. So we had guys that would do that. You know, I don't think we have any guys on the team like that. I don't think. You know what
Vrabel,
I mean?
Vrabel would get them.
Yeah, he would. Yep.
So for everyone listening on the podcast, on the podcast platform that doesn't see what's on our screen right now, it's from Dust Thunder 9, who puts $4.99 in the tip jar and says, we need to get payback from when the Titans disrespected the terrible towel. Yeah. Of course, that was 12 years ago. Some time has passed, but I guarantee you that will last for the test of time.
Yes.
Got another super chat here from Ryan Jeffords, puts $1.99 in the tip jar, says, are y'all more worried about the Ravens or the Steelers? Of course, for Hawk and Lockdown on this one.
The Steelers.
The next game.
The Steelers. I mean,
we just tagged Ravens as a caveat in our conversation.
Right.
Yeah, we worried about the Steelers.
Steelers. I'm not worried about the Ratbirds. The Ratbirds are okay. The Steelers is going to be our biggest competition this year. By far, besides the Colts, and yes, the Steelers and the Colts, literally, those are the two teams that I'm worried about. But yes, the Ravens, nah.
Plus, really, you guys did a number on them last year.
They really did. They still mad at us, man. On our show that we had, you wouldn't believe the comments and things and the messages we were receiving, man. When we beat the Ravens in the playoffs, they were sick.
They were mad. They were upset.
Yep.
All right, we're getting to the top of the hour here. I want to make sure we get to our score predictions for this game. It is interesting and worth noting for those of you who are degenerate gamblers like myself. The Steelers are actually hold the line in this game at -2.5. I believe the line is set right now as the road team. So that's kind of an interesting one.
That is interesting.
Let me start with lockdown, and then we'll run this counterclockwise. Give me a score prediction, and if you got a bold prediction for this game, I'd love to hear that too.
So the Titans are what we are, what 14-3 at home since dating back last year. I mean, we win at home. We rarely lose at home. We win at home. But I'm going to say this: with our defense struggling. And you guys being and the Bills had a good defense as well, but I feel like you guys' defense is way better. I actually still have us losing this game, not by much. I have us losing 35-31 Steelers. But I do have us making it back up in the playoffs because we will see you guys in the playoffs again. But I do, and I feel like we're gonna have to drop one. If we drop one, let's drop one to the Steelers, not the Bengals. Please, no, not the Bengals.
I feel that too.
Yeah. Don't drop one to the Bengals. But if it has to be to a team, I'm going to say the Steelers. I say I got you guys 35-31, Steelers.
Awesome. Now, I got another super chat, Kathy. Kathy puts $5 in the tip jar, says, I hope you guys come back for our playoff game. Yes. Kathy, don't worry. I already roped him in. Before we went on the air, I said we're chatting before that AFC Championship game.
Yep.
Yes. So Hawk, on that note, what are you thinking for the score? And if you got a bold prediction, too.
Okay, so when the season started, we had our prediction, you know, as far as who we're going to win and who we're going to beat and who we're going to lose to. And initially, I had us losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I've been watching film of the Steelers. First of all, the Steelers is a hell of a football team, okay? But looking at what we can bring and what we can do, we're going to be bringing something that the Steelers hadn't seen yet, and that's a powerful running game, okay? And we're the number two offense in the league, and we're home. And I think all of those factors play an important factor for us. If we were a passing team, the Steelers would win this football game because the pass rush is definitely there. But I would like to challenge your run defense. That's where I think your challenge. You've lost Devin Bush. You have linebackers that's iffy in the run game, especially even in the pass game in the middle. I'm going Tennessee here, guys. I'm going to say Tennessee with 32-30 here. I think they're going to win this football game. I do. Go Titans. Tighten up.
Jeffrey, what are you feeling here?
I think that the Titans offense is going to be able to move the ball. I think you're going to see the Steelers go down early. I think you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger pull out a Ben Roethlisberger big time, big matchup game. Go out there, you know, show up and just go off. And I'm predicting the Steelers to win this one 38-35.
Whoo, big score in that one. I don't know if I'm feeling quite the high score, but my prediction from the beginning of the year, I've talked about this ad nauseum. I'll say it one final time. I said the Steelers were going to go into Baltimore undefeated, and we're one game away from that. I'm not jumping off that train now. I've rode with it, and it's done me well so far. So in that sense, I could see a very similar game that Jeffrey's kind of expecting where it's kind of a play at the end. Perhaps whoever has the ball last, it could definitely go that way. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the Steelers win this one and break that line. I think they're winning the game 31-27. It's going to be an interesting afternoon. I'm super excited for. Wish it was the primetime game.
Yeah, man.
Of course, it's not going down that way. Before we wrap up, I want you to. I know Hawk's the promo guy, getting all those plugs out. So why don't you take it away and make sure you get all your fun upcoming stuff in.
Absolutely. Well, first, I just want to say thank you all for inviting us here on the show. This is so much fun, dude. This is great. And to all the folks that are commenting, that's, you know, watching the show, making the comments, we appreciate it as well. You guys are doing a heck of a job. Some of the things are being asked and said, man, hey, we understand. We agree. So, you know, if you want to, you know, join our show as well, we are at Tennessee Titans Weekly on YouTube. On Instagram, we are at Tennessee Titans Weekly. You can also email us at TennesseeTitansWeekly@gmail.com. We're on Twitter as well at TitansWeekly247. The captions are in our names. Again, Steeler fans, we appreciate it. Again, I'm not Mike Tomlin, and I've told you guys that. The people who have seen me say I look just like Mike Tomlin, even when I was in Pittsburgh, right? But, man, this was fun, man. So hopefully we can go to the playoffs and do this again, man.
Like Hawk said, we love the show, and of course we're gonna be here again when we play each other in the playoffs. Like I told you, I got us losing, but in the playoffs when it counts, I got us winning.
Okay.
So when we do come back, it's a blast. But guys, again, Mike, Jeff, we really appreciate you guys allowing us on the show again. I've had a blast. Literally a blast every time I come on this show. This is one of the best podcasts that we've done so far. So we want to, you guys have made me respect the Steelers. Like I followed ever since we did our last show, I've been following you guys, literally following yes. you guys, yeah, watching man. The Steelers games. I seen the beating y'all put up on Philly. So I said, hey, I'm almost the secondary. Hey, my second team is, I like the Steelers. They pretty dope. So, but like you said, once again, guys, if you want to reach us, man, hey, come sub to our channel. We just don't talk about the Titans, but we talk about the NFL. We talk about your team. Hey, we're here and we're Titans fans, but we're football fans at the end of the day as well. So this is going to be a good game, a fun game. Hey, this is the game of the year. And I don't care what any other team says, Titans, Steelers, let's go. Tighten up. Let's go.
All right, Jeffrey, before I get you to plug your film rooms, Steel Gunplay said, did he just say about our linebackers are iffy in the run game? He better research Vince Williams. Both those two guys, Robert Vince Spillane Williams. And Vince Williams, hit pretty darn hard. So
I had to yawn on that.
Ooh, okay. Okay. It'll be interesting to chat about that one next time they
play
one another.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Literally sleeping on Vince Williams over here.
Literally. Now, Jeffrey, why don't you hit us with what you got coming up?
I just put out a couple of film rooms this week. One on I just lost the names of them. I had one about our RPO plays and why they're terrible and should be set on fire. And I got one on the offensive line and defensive front coming up soon.
Awesome.
That's all I got.
Perfect. Of course, we always got great stuff coming out on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, daily articles, live tweeting the games, a lot of great stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you're following along. It's Behind the Steel Curtain basically anywhere if you put that in your search bar. Exclusive podcasts anywhere you get your podcasts as well. As for me, I'm like four followers away from 1,000 on Twitter, so that'd be cool if you guys went and hit the follow button. If you don't, I won't be offended, but if you did, it'd be pretty cool. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you're subscribing, hitting that like button here on YouTube as well. It's always a pleasure getting to talk Steelers Titans with these two. I really hope we play again. I enjoy these chats as well. So for everyone here tonight, you're listening to Know Your Enemy from Behind the Steel Curtain, and we'll see you guys in the next one.